Talking with Kyler Bellinson from the Elgin FFA chapter, National Proficiency Award winner here at the 2014 National FFA Convention. Kyler, congratulations. Tell us about the category that you won here in Louisville.
As I said before, it's agriculture education. My proficiency was really over a broad thing. It was mainly over advocacy, being able to promote agricultural education at community events, and I even got to teach a few middle school classes and take place of my ag teacher. So I got to experience some real-world situations, so it was really a lot of fun.
Why the interest in this particular category?
Really, whenever I first started out in agriculture, I wanted to work in the medical field, as most middle school kids do. And I kind of got into presenting and realized that I really enjoyed the idea of being able to advocate for agriculture. And, you know, one thing I put in my application is, saving lives is important, but I was really more interested in changing lives, and this is really a profession to do it.
When it comes to the ag education arena, we need more ag teachers, definitely. What in your research and as you've worked on this and basically a pitch to try to talk to people about this, what have you learned about the need out there for ag education teachers?
Especially coming up to these national conventions and talking to people from other states, it's really not only a problem in Oklahoma, it's a problem nationwide that we do need more ag teachers. And it's really important. As I said, advocacy is a very big thing. So being able to educate people on the need for agriculture education is very important no matter where you go.
Where do you see us? Are we going to be successful in being able to get enough ag teachers to really meet our needs?
I really do believe that we will. I hear more and more of people wanting to become ag teachers. My little sister actually wants to follow in my footsteps and mentioned she wants to be an ag teacher, and she's only in eighth grade. So really to be able to set an example in my chapter like that and have younger siblings follow you, I think eventually we will get there.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA at your Elgin chapter.
Through FFA, I've done multiple different things, a lot of public speaking, prepared speeches. I've joined a parliamentary procedure team, and I've actually been a three-time state-placing proficiency finalist, and this is my first time to nationals. I've really tried to take every opportunity I can that my chapter's provided.
What do you think FFA's done for you?
FFA is really... this is very cliche, but FFA has really turned me into the person that I am. Before I went into FFA, I was a very shy person, and getting into public speaking and everything like that, it really has helped me on my skills to become a better person. And anywhere I go into a job, I can put FFA down and say I did public speaking, and I can get hired just about anywhere, so that helps a lot.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All righty.